This is Kara Vandery at the Ashland City Library. It is March 10th, 2021, and we are speaking with Gary Vashes. Gary, you do know we're recording your interview, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gary, when did you first hear about the coronavirus?
When I was in the hospital at the VA in January. I got out in March, and they was talking about it then.
Was this the VA in Wichita?
Yeah.
Okay. What were they talking about?
Oh, not too much, just other than the coronavirus was coming out of China. That's about all I knew.
What was your reaction?
Another one of them deals from China. Knowing them, they'd do anything.
Who lives in your home?
Just me and my wife, Judy.
Okay. Did coronavirus make you have to make any changes in how you lived?
No, not at home.
Okay.
We don't do much running around or anything, so we was pretty safe at home.
When did the virus become real to you?
Well, I suppose this last year when we asked Rosie was making all the fuss about wearing masks, and they closed the hospitals down. It's been a year ago. They closed the hospitals down, Judy can't go in with me. If I have to go see a doctor, I got to go in by myself. But that kind of deal.
Do you remember when it started to impact how you lived?
Probably a year ago.
Okay. In March, when they shut down.
You don't run around talking to everybody, but you know for sure they ain't got. There's been so many people I know that's had it. I feel pretty lucky I've stayed away from them myself.
Have most of the people you know been able to survive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them got over it. Mm-hmm. The only ones I know, like Bill Brody, somebody older and got a weak immune system or something.
Right.
Like me. If I hear somebody's got it, I don't go around them. I just stay away from them.
Did anything in your life change then? How did it affect, besides Judy not being able to go in with you, were there any other effects on your life?
Not really.
COVID?
Well, there's, if we had to go to Wichita to the doctor, you had to find somewhere there was a drive-thru to get food. You couldn't go in and sit down and eat or anything like that. And that's about the only changes really, just when we went to Wichita for doctor's appointments or something. Because we're here, I just stay home. I got two or three places I go kind of regular, and other than that, I don't go.
You must have been devastated when the library was closed.
Yes, I was.
Thank you.
I had lots of stuff I wanted to do.
Are there any changes that you didn't realize were happening at the time and now they are affecting you?
I don't think so.
Is your job or business or anything affected?
I don't have a job and I don't have a business. I just kind of sat around with lots of clock.
So being retired made it not affect you quite as much.
That's right. That would,
okay. When do you think
that may be a blessing.
When do you think life will get back to normal?
When the government people decide to get out of the way and let things get fixed.
Do you see that happening anytime soon?
No. At least 4 years.
Okay. What do you think? They're talking about the new normal, which means we're going to have to get used to some changes. What do you think this new normal will be?
I have no idea, because I don't know how far they're going to go.
Okay.
This new normal is more or less a political deal.
Okay.
It's not the virus itself that's going to cause the problem. It's the politicians meddling with it.
Did you get the vaccination?
Yes. I'm glad I did. I feel safer. Not that...
Go on.
Not that I still got to be careful I don't get it. But I do feel a lot safer having the shots.
How do you think other people feel about the shot?
Probably the same way.
Okay. So it makes you more willing to go out and go back to your normal life?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. Because you still got to be careful of where you go and who, you know. When we go somewhere, we got to be careful where we go and eat, and, mm-hmm. or who we talk to.
Do you think we'll be back to normal in 4 years then?
I can't answer that, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
With the, it's all their regulations and stuff like that that's going to make a lot of difference on the, it ain't the virus itself, it's the people running all these programs. That's the biggest hindrance we got.
Gary, thank you for speaking with us today.
Yes.
For a solo show, but I think